Welcome to episode 249 of the 8-Bit Geek. That's right, we've almost made it to 250 episodes. You know, if this is your first time here, let me tell you what we're like. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like that annoying know-it-all friend that you have. You know, you hang out with them because, you know, you do like them somehow, but you just wish that he'd shut the fuck up. You know, he's always butting in whenever you bring up kind of any topic. You know, like how do you even have a clue about a particle accelerator and how they create meta powers? It's like, we get it, bro, but no one believes you. Okay? Especially when you bring up facts that haven't even been published or anywhere on the internet. It's stupid. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who got stuck in a well because they thought food was down there at the bottom.
I go anywhere where there's food. I'm Kevin!
Sorry, I had to read this over again. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I drown out until I hear silence, and I figured that's my time to chime in.
I'm Doug. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Doug.
It's Christmas. We're approaching Star Wars. What's the level, boys? How are you feeling about it?
Awesome.
I can't talk about it.
Why can't you talk about it?
Because then he's going to start crying on the stream.
Then don't I'm going to start crying on the stream.
Don't make him cry. Yeah.
Have you seen any of the
spoilers?
Like, not spoilers. We're not going to talk spoilers. Have you seen any of the hype machine? Like, it has, like, all the reviews have been coming out saying that it's fucking amazing and all this and that, and you're just trying to avoid it all.
Yep.
Why?
Because we're in the final push. I'm good to not know anything until I see it Thursday night.
Okay.
I'm good. Fair enough. I've seen a lot of the trailers. I've watched them on talk shows, which, you know, at this point, they're all just giving the same bullshit answers over and 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 over again, which is fine. But, you know, like, I'm good. I don't need to know anything else. You don't need to tell me anything else. I solid pass on all of it.
All right. Solid pass.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. That's whatever. Kev?
What about you, Jer?
Oh, I'm on the hype train 110%. Like, I can't fucking wait.
You wearing your Star Wars undies right now? Your Geronimos?
Mm-mm. I got my Star Wars thongs on, though.
Go on. Prove it. Show Doug.
They're the banana boat ones.
It's the Borat Kini. Mm-hmm. It's actually under your shirt. It's like over your shoulders.
It just has the Chewbacca instead of a banana.
Oh, because you're hairy.
Yeah. It's just natural. It's natural hair.
Yeah, so. Well, I assume so. Or would the Borat, like the Chewbacca Borat Kini, have like artificial hair for, like, it'll just be all hair?
It is. From tip
nice.
To from tip to tat.
I'm excited, but we didn't buy our tickets yet.
Get the fuck
because,
out of here.
Well, I have to go visit my parents this weekend. My mom's birthday is on Saturday.
Okay.
Or her birthday is on Wednesday, so we're going to visit her Saturday. So I'm just going to have to hold off and go see it probably Sunday night. So,
well, we will be sure to keep the chat spoiler free, except for like when we first get out where it's like, holy shit, holy shit.
Where
holy
I'm going
to
see like 17 messages, just OMG, OMG, OMG.
It's Doug.
I'm not conforming any of that bullshit. You don't see it Thursday night. Fuck you. I'm going to spoil the fucking shit out of it.
Yeah, you would.
Exit the chat
like,
now.
Holy
Kev.
Shit, that scene with Rey and Kylo and Luke all together in that huge fucking fight where there was just lightsabers everywhere and people got their hands cut off again, and that's gonna be me
again. Luke lost
so
his
many hand
other
cutoffs.
Hand so
no. Man, like, and that one again. Scene that one scene where Finn and Rose just fuck for like
nice.
45 minutes was a really interesting choice that they made with this movie.
Yeah. 50,
Disney is really trying to pull in a new audience.
Well, 50 Shades of Grey has really just influenced a lot of films these days. So,
oh,
yeah, this film also
50
has a
Shades of Rey. Oh!
Damn, that's good.
Okay, I know a lot of people might be here for a special giveaway that we're doing. We will be giving that away at the top of the gaming section. So make sure you stay tuned. We're giving away a copy of PUBG tonight to anybody who's tuning in. We're celebrating its launch on Xbox One. It's launching, what, this evening? Midnight? Something like that? Some shit? I don't know. It'll be official tomorrow, right?
Affirmative.
So keep here. Keep tuning in. We're going to give it away. If you like what we're talking about, if you like what we're doing, then you can always subscribe to us. on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. We thank them. They're our main sponsor. You can also find us on Spotify, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and everywhere else that you can find a podcast. You can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night right here on Twitch, we do this show live. So if you can't make it to a show, if you only listen on the podcast but you still want to connect with us, you can hop on over to our Discord channel. We've got a fucking awesome community. Some great people who chat it up every day, make some new friends, game with some new people, and keep growing it, you know? And only good things can come from that. So come on in and do that. All that info is on our website and, of course, right down below if you're on Twitch right now. So we also have some other shows on the network. 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. If you want to check those out, we have some great content over there. And, of course, listen, we won't spend too much time on this, but we will mention it. Patreon has changed some of their practices when it comes to charging our fans, and we totally get it. We have lost a few of those donations because of this whole thing, and we do apologize to you, the fans. It's not up to us. If it were up to us, we would take the 20% pay cut and just have you just paying that flat fee every month.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they're doing this. But for the people who have stayed on and continue to support us, we appreciate it, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And for the people who left, we totally understand. No hard feelings or anything like that. We get it. We understand everybody's financial situation. So we're not in this, of course, to take all your money. We give you a free show anyways. But if you do like to donate, you can do that over at Patreon. And we always appreciate you, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that covers that, right?
Yeah. I was thinking, I think it was Hank Green from the Green Brothers, like John and Hank Green. He posted something. He was like, I absolutely hate what Patreon's doing, the fact they didn't give anybody a choice about this. Mm-hmm. This was 100% their call. They didn't talk to anybody, like any creators, any patrons. It just was like, oh, this is what we're going to do now. Mm-hmm. He's like, but yeah. What I do like about it is that there's someone else to step in and to fill this void and to actually support creators that they want to be supported, because Patreon's done it great for years. But now that they've changed this policy, dude, all right, someone else step up. Like, let's get some fucking like choices out there, because like Patreon has been like it, you know, it's mm-hmm. been like one of the main ways you can support somebody. So you know, it's just like, cool. Let's get a new business out there and create more jobs and stuff. Like, fuck it. Like, which I agree with. Like, I would like to see another company come up and go, hey, we're not going to do that bullshit. Like, yeah. And we're still, yeah. And it'll be like the exact same as Patreon, just without that bullshit.
Yeah. It would be nice, but I mean, the infrastructure's there and all the rewards are, I guess it wouldn't take much to make something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do it every day. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm making a Twitter link to the show to win a copy of PUBG.
Okay. Hey, Kev, we've gotten a couple of follows and stuff since the show started. You want to like read those off? And
yeah,
even since our last show, if you can, if there's any.
There was nothing from still starting today within the last 7 days. We got X-Roa has followed, or Zroa, if you will. We also have Stoozy who followed. Thanks for the follows, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so let's hit up. Oh, before we get into misconnections. We got to talk a little bit about 8-Bit Xmas. Doug?
Yes.
Yup.
That's a thing.
That's a thing that's happening.
8-Bit Xmas. Hey, we just released our episode today, Monday, of what movie did we watch again? Was that Home Alone 2? Home Alone 2 Lost in New York City. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we all forgot?
To post it?
No, we forgot to post the 3D show on Friday.
There's no we, brother.
listen, we fail as a we, as a, you know, cool. as a team, and we succeed as a team.
We can post it on Wednesday because we're supposed to have a show from Ryan and Caleb, and fuck if that's getting done. So just go ahead and post their show. Oh, you already posted it though, huh?
No, I didn't. Because we posted today, and I was like, oh, shit. Because Mike messaged me and was like, hey, I don't He was like, "Hey, I don't mean to ruffle any feathers or anything around here, but like, weren't you supposed to like post a show on Friday that was ours?" And I was like, "You know what? You're right. You're totally right." And that is not happening right now. So
no, Mike's the nicest.
Yeah. So that'll be out on Wednesday. So our review of Jingle All the Way. Nope, that was last week. Jingle All the Way was the first week. We just did
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2. Sorry, I was thinking that you guys did Jingle All the Way 2, which will be out on Wednesday. Friday, this Friday will be, well, fuck, it's supposed to be somebody. I don't know. We move things have been moved around because people haven't been doing what they're supposed to be doing, so I don't know what's going on Friday.
Oh, Ryan and Caleb to the rescue.
Yeah, hopefully.
And we just got a subscription.
Yep. A subscription? To what magazine?
No, that's a classic. Just sub to the channel.
Yay! That's a classic. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah. Forgot.
There you go. All for you, my friend.
All right. This we're about to get into some misconnections. This is where we have some fun with reading misconnections. Wow. There was nothing for me to read about misconnections because I forgot to copy and paste it. But every week we take real ads from the misconnections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad lib a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up. You would think that I would remember it after fucking 10 years.
Well, you'd think.
17 years.
God damn it. I'd hit the drop, okay? You're not supposed to talk.
Yeah, you know, come on, Kev. 10 years we've been doing this.
You don't know what you're fucking doing yet.
17 years.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What you doing?
Oh, you know, just the same old, I'm spitting everywhere.
Well, that's normal. So it's a normal Monday night.
Spitting hot truth, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. You're the Alex Jones of this podcast.
Sure. Sure.
Sean, you know who Alex Jones is, right?
Yeah, Gay Frogs. No, I'm on, I know. I listen to him on my morning commute.
What do you got for us this week? What have you been up to? What's your misconnection? You got something? You been talking to anybody?
I do. Yeah, listen. I got something. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Sheep. This one is the sheep in wolf's clothing to many red flags.
Okay.
Wow.
That may be too many red flags, but the way I spelled it is too many red flags.
I'm dedicated to the red flags.
Yeah. Male for women. Age 52. I'm old this week. You said you was not a cheater, and to this day it appears you are correct. But why flirt in front of me? Wow. You want to go out with your friends, which I don't mind, but when you get drunk, you don't remember things. Holy shit, that took a turn. Hold on, I haven't even gotten there yet. Okay. You wanted to go out with your friends, which I don't mind, but when you get drunk, you don't remember things. You won't let me lick your vagina. Why?
Oh my god.
You have been with me for 10 years, but you don't want me to give you oral sex because you're cheating?
Your is spelled incorrectly.
Because of your cheating? When an old guy friend shows up from your past, why are you so eager to get a hold of him? Why no oral sex at all? You or me. We are older. Life is too short.
Life is too short.
Are you holding something back? If you love me, it should be all or nothing. You know what makes me jealous? Stop!
Well, Sean.
Yours truly, and doesn't know which form of two to use, Tom Pennis.
To Sean Penis.
To Sean Penis.
To Sean Penis. There's too much of him.
So, judging from the title, you know who's here this week.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
I was late to the show on that one. Oh.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Dr. Randall Savage.
What's up, my homies?
So your voice is so cringy.
Not your homie.
Oh, well, both of those were very depressing responses.
Both of those were very mean.
Yes. I don't know how I feel about that, but I'll move on with this anyways. So, have you ever wanted a guy to show your feet a little attention? Male for woman. I'm looking for a spontaneous, spur-of-the-moment type of girl. Who likes her feet massaged and her... I'm sorry?
Sorry, I was... What?
What?
And, go ahead, no, continue.
And her toes sucked on plus with great conversation. We could meet privately, secretly. Yes, privately and secretly.
So privately and secretly, you wouldn't even know you met.
I'll be in the bushes. At a location of choice, so no one will know. Get it? Privately, secretly? No strings attached. Unless you want them attached to your toes. No numbers need to be given. No sex involved. Just a cute guy, me, and a beautiful, and a beautiful girl, you, having a quick, fun fantasy come true. If you're a girl, who always have wanted a guy to compliment you on your feet and wanted a guy to pay attention to them, I could surely do that, smiley face dot 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 dot. Whether you're shy or wild, would love to discuss it in a quick email first, then set something up. I have a foot fetish.
No shit.
And honestly, haven't really explored many girls before.
Not surprising.
Besides just like an ex-girlfriend's foot and feet, and that's it. But I would love to explore your feet. Just a nice time to relax and have me give you full-on attention while you sit back and have your feet massaged and kissed. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Oh. How does that sound to you?
Horrible.
Savage. Out.
Thank God.
What's that?
No. See you later, Dr. Randall Savage. Bye.
Bye, boys.
Is the freak gone?
Let me catch up on the chat now.
Oh man, that guy is something else. What's going on, y'all?
Hi.
You guys that stunned, huh?
Yeah.
I know, I tried to avoid the room when he comes in there. It always smells like cheese. It's kind of weird.
Oh, well, Savage is a strange man, but people love him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let his freak flag fly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what about you?
Do people love him?
Well, somebody loves him. His mother must have loved him at some point. Maybe. I don't know.
What do you got,
this one is from my fetish friend from 2015. 2015 was a good year. This is a male for women, South OC, which is Orange County, or it could be Old Crenshaw, whichever one you want. Or it could be Old Chicago. I mean, it could be anywhere, really. But if you had a fetish in 2015, we probably hung out.
Okay.
My body's athletic. I was keeping good shape. My height's 5'10", 177 centimeters. My status is divorced this week because that's the way the cookie crumbles. My age is 37. I'm a young divorcee. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from 2015. You are a cute, older Latina. So this might have been Old Chicago, because there's a lot of beautiful Latina women in Chicago. With an amazing butt, may I say. Now, you'd come over a couple times per month and sit on my face and let me orally please you. There's a theme going on here tonight.
Seriously.
Now, you'd wear sexy panties as you were cool with my panty fetish. I'd toss you a couple of bucks for gas on the way out. Maybe even call you an Uber. Was Uber around in 2015?
Nope.
Yes.
Never mind then. Well, I called you a cab, and then you asked me why I called you a cab. When I say a couple, it was enough for two good tanks of gas. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Especially in 2015 money, if you know what I mean.
That's like $60.
Yeah, but she was driving like one of those
Escalade.
Escalade where it's got like a 20-gallon tank. Like she was really earning that panty fetish.
I mean,
like $100.
Hey, Kev, you may want to up that. I mean, my Ford. You know, my little Ford has a 14-gallon tank, you know.
Well, there you go. So there's like 60 gallons in one tank for an Escalade. If that thing hits a building, that building's going up.
I mean, my Honda Pilot has like, it's like an 18.
Yeah, so. But well, here, we're not here to discuss cars, boys. We're here to discuss
my
fetishes.
I'm just saying, like, you probably weren't too far off of 20.
Well, let's just look it up real quick.
No, let's just Google it real fast.
Unless you got a pair of panties.
Hey, did you guys know about bird poop?
Oh man, we go into that. I heard about that one.
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Cadillac,
please
Escalade,
listen to Home Alone 2.
Escalade 2015 gas tank size. All right, here we go. 26 gallons. It can hold 26 gallons of gas.
Yeah, like I said, 60 gallons. So now we chatted via text in between a few visits. I just want to clear that up. Now you had a couple of kids, and I think we're divorced. I think we're divorced. Well, I mean, I am divorced. I don't know. Or maybe the kids are divorced. I don't know. Anyways, I miss having you, your rear end in my face. Lol. No commas or anything. Just lol. So get your freak on 2015. Yours truly, Velvet Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. That's it?
Oh, we should have some conversations. 2015 conversations.
Thank
Wasn't
you.
Wasn't TLC big back in 2015?
Anyways. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the top box office this week. Coco took the number one spot for the third straight week and making 18.3 mil, bringing its total up to 135. And so that's pretty good. Justice League keeping in number two with 9.6 million. And that's made a little bit of money, I guess. Not enough, but
212 domestically, but it's over 600 worldwide. So
that's gonna get a sequel.
Boy, oh no? Boy!
Yeah. It could have made 12 million, and it still would have gotten a sequel.
The Disaster Artist came out this week.
Yeah, and I still haven't seen it. I feel really
was
bad.
Was it worldwide? Worldwide? Yeah. Was it? Or was it? Was it only select theaters this week?
I think it was a wider release this week. Last week it was a limited release.
Last week was the select, and then this week was the wide.
They have like across the street and everything.
A total of 8 mil. So,
I mean, this movie couldn't have been too much to make. So,
well, let's look it up. Cadillac Escalade cost compared to the Disaster Room.
Disaster Room artist
Doesn't have it yet, so we don't know. We'll update you. We'll keep you posted. Okay.
I'm sure this will be fine. It was a passion project. I still have to see it.
I want to see.
Yeah, I mean the original movie cost $6 million to make, so they couldn't have spent much more than that.
Yeah. God, if they not. Spend more, yeah, exactly. Making man, I'd feel really bad.
I just added The Room to my download list.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
You should watch it with other people just so everyone can gauge each other's reactions.
I'll watch it.
You should watch it with Doug, and you should watch it with the Saga crew. I think that would be a fun crew to watch.
We've talked about doing a watch party of it.
Yes.
Because so many other people haven't seen it either. So
let's do it. Instead of recording Saga next month, let's just watch The Room.
Over and over again.
Well, you know, hey, if people actually showed up on time ever, we could actually do both.
I'm not lumped in on that.
Yeah, no.
Congrats, Jeremy. Okay, so let's get into some news here. And the biggest news this week is that the Disney Fox rumor is back on, and it's bigger than ever. Word has it on the streets, because I got my ear to the streets, and I got people on the in. people, you know, I know people on the in the industry, and they're telling me, hey, Jeremy, guess what? The deal is almost final, and Fox, all of Fox's movie and TV divisions will be purchased up and gobbled up by Disney.
Jesus, that's insane.
Giving them X-Men, getting them X-Men back, Star Wars back, and everything under the sun. What is it? Aliens as well. That'll be theirs.
Avatar
would be theirs. Don't you find it interesting that with Avatar about to come out and make a kajillion dollars for Fox, that they'd be like, all right, let's just fuck it. Let's just sell it to Disney.
I'm really starting to wonder how much of this was like, hey, so we'd really like to have X-Men back. We'd like to have Fantastic Four back, which I know we're about to talk about. And we'd like to, you know, we'd like Deadpool and all this. Like, we want all of our Marvel stuff back. And Fox is like, okay, that's going to be like, you know, $2 billion. And Disney went, and how much is it going to be to just buy you?
Yeah. They've got that. They got that money. They got that Bruce Wayne money where he just walks into a club and they're not letting him in. He's just like, no, I got us in. How? Oh, I just bought it. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, seriously, I think it's literally they went like, it's going to be $2 million for X-Men or $2 billion for X-Men and Fantastic Four and Deadpool. And they probably seriously like, okay, well, how much? Oh, shit. 2.9. Fuck. Like, yeah. Okay, cool. So you're ours now. And we'll also take everything else of yours, please.
Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to buy them for like something like $40 billion, if I read correctly.
Yeah, probably at this point, since you're getting multiple.
Blockbusters.
And IPs and shit with it.
Mm-hmm. You know? For $40 billion, I'm pretty sure that they looked at their fucking cash flow and they were like, you know what? You know how long it's going to take us to fucking make $40 billion off these movies that we're making? Just fuck it. Let's just sell it all. Fuck it.
Yeah, there's been some... I mean, there's been rumors about them selling this aspect of their like company for a while now. Especially... You know, yeah, they have James Cameron making all like these passion projects and stuff, but he spends like $50 million, or not even $50 million, sorry, $500 million on a fucking movie, and yeah, he'll make that back in China, but at the same time, it's like, fuck, it's so expensive. Whereas the mouse is just like endless. It's like fucking Scrooge McDuck.
That's for sure. The only thing that's left out of this deal could be the Fantastic Four. The rights are very complicated with this because I guess Fox doesn't completely own the rights to Fantastic Four. It's a German production company.
That sounds right.
So there's a chance. Now, if you're Disney, obviously you just look at that production company and go, all right, just give you a fucking $1 billion. Get out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, gluten vegan, okay. And then they just take that money. Mm. And it's all good. And then they go. And then they make Fantastic Four. And then they bring them into Avengers. And then everyone's happy again. And then you get X-Men. And then you get Deadpool. And then you get a PG Deadpool.
Like a PG, not even PG-13, but like an old PG.
Yeah, they just bring it. They just do that. They just bring it back to...
It'll be a deceased pool.
Warner Brothers has been talking about shaking up the DC movie universe following the disappointing Justice League box office, which shouldn't surprise anyone. I guess there's a
by
lot
of shaking up. I mean, they probably just mean they get rid of Zack Snyder for good.
Yeah, hopefully. Cause I saw something, a post from, fuck, I feel like it was, man, who was it? It was another, like one of these news sites or stuff. Like, here's the confirmed list of upcoming DC films. And it was, you know, Aquaman, Wonder Woman 2, Flashpoint, Justice League 2, Batgirl, Batman, Wonder Woman 3 was kind of like their slate through like 2022 or some shit. And I was just like, okay, well, guys, they're releasing this sort of shit to people.
So the producer, one of the producers is going, the big name, Geoff Johns, will continue to work on Warner Brothers superhero movies, but... The reports coming out of Variety saying that he could evolve and he'll be more of an advisor and less than a hands-on creative force, which really fucking sucks because this wasn't his movie, like, but he's being held responsible for it. Like, he came in during production of this movie, but he didn't oversee it, and he didn't, like, put his hands into it like he did with Wonder Woman. So, but he's being judged on that, which fucking sucks. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Yeah, it definitely sucks. Also, just because of his history with DC for so long. In fact, we were talking about him recently, I feel, because he pitched. What are they working on? He and someone else, and Greg Berlanti from like Flash and Arrow. They wrote a movie or a script or a TV show. What show was that? Oh, it's the fucking Titans. Teen Titans, the new Teen Titans show. They're the creators and writers behind it. We're like, oh shit! Like Jeff Johns is on this? Like, okay,
all right.
He wrote for DC Comics for like 15 years before, like, you know, obviously moving up the ladder. So like, dude's been involved forever.
Yeah, and I mean the only people to really blame for this are the executives at Warner Brothers for putting this piss poor Justice League together so quickly, instead of fleshing it out like we've talked about in the past. So it's sad to see that, you know, they don't get held accountable. It's the people that are getting told what to fucking do. It fucking sucks. So all right, the movie The Predator, which is coming out soon, it's going to reveal why the predators come to Earth, guys.
Easy hunting grounds, come on.
Is that it?
Dinosaurs.
I spoiled it. Dinosaurs. They are the reason why dinosaurs are extinct, because they hunted all the damn dinosaurs. They want to blame it on a meteor? Nope. Just a bunch of predators.
Well, it could have been a meteor. Could have been their spaceship.
I was gonna.
Were they drunk and just struck the planet?
I was gonna say
They were in a fight with the aliens, right? Alien versus predator. Predator aliens landed down like the goddamn south, north pole, whichever one it was, and like then just sank through the ice and froze, and then they big battle crashed somewhere in like the Amazon, I don't fucking know, a jungle, Vietnam. It doesn't matter. It's fucking dinosaurs, and then they fought dinosaurs and wiped out the dinosaurs, and then the aliens stayed under the ice for thousands of millions of years, and then they woke up. I'm bad with history, and then.
Hold on, wait. And then they woke up, they came out of the ice, they went flying over people's houses with the ships, and then all of a sudden people were like, oh shit, Santa Claus.
No, listen, what? No. What? I literally was tying this into Alien versus Predator, like, because that's how they find them in the Alien versus Predator. They're also fighting another alien species thing, and it's the thing. And then also an alien crashed in the...
Multiverse!
Multiverse, and that's how you do it. You're welcome. Hey, I can't wait to watch that movie. You're fucking welcome. I'll take my fucking paycheck.
Yeah, and how many times we've given up amazing plot lines that movies that stole from us? Jurassic World.
Too many.
Yeah,
I still.
Yeah, y'all watch that Jurassic World trailer?
I still like the. I still like the Santa idea. Alien Santa Claus started.
Alien Santa Claus. He's making a list. Checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's. Body is gonna eat.
Chest burst.
It's he fucks your face while you're sleeping.
Whoa!
He bursts out of your chest.
Burst onto your. Oh, wait, that's onto your chest. Never mind. That's a different. Santa. Yeah.
The acid will melt your presence.
So. Be good for goodness sake. A lot more people would not want to be naughty.
You better watch out. You're probably gonna cry.
You're probably gonna die.
Probably gonna scream. I'm telling you why. Alien Santa's coming
in your eye.
Well, that is the title of the show, Alien Santa.
No, it is not.
He's coming in your eye.
People are going to immediately assume it's about Sean Penis or something.
Yeah. It'll be a xenomorph with a fake shitty beard and like a Santa cap.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Marky says, Jared, did you get your Xmas gift? Should I go check it? Should I go?
Yeah, did you get a confirmation that it was shipped to the P.O. box?
I didn't get any tracking or anything, so I'll have to check.
That's a classic. Says Kev's Christmas all over again. Oh, so sad.
All right. So yes, to answer your question, we saw the new Jurassic World Part 2 Jungle Boogaloo trailer, and that shit has gone from like trying to root into reality into fucking just absolute nonsense.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I love the Jurassic Park movies so much. Like, first one, obviously the greatest one because it's actually scary and crazy. Second one, a little more fun and silly and action-packed. Third one, fucking ridiculous. Fourth one, it kind of brings it back down a little bit. And it makes sense. Like, people would be fucking bored with dinosaurs because we're so fucking dumb. And we would be stupid and trying to make a dumb, stupid man-eating dino. Like, that's... yes, absolutely. That's exactly what we would do. Uh-huh. But in the new one, they're like, hey, oh, there's a volcano. We got to go save these dinosaurs. Bullshit. We wouldn't fucking do that for a fucking llama. We're not going to do it for a goddamn dinosaur.
Nope. Hey, it's humans for dinosaurs' rights.
I am all about it. I was watching a little featurette thing right before the trailer dropped, and they were talking about how they kind of went back a little bit and started using more animatronics on this on this movie. So like that scene where he's like petting the little baby raptor, that raptor's a fucking puppet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, what? No, I'm sure there's CG elements to it. Obviously, you got to remove the puppeteer, and I think they probably did some stuff with like the tail and stuff, like the way it moves. But yeah, apparently it's a puppet. And like the T-Rex in the back of the truck, that's a giant fucking like animatronic T-Rex. Like they went back and like hey, let's the reason why the first one worked so well is because of the fact that there was like dinosaurs.
And it still holds up after all these years.
Yeah. Because it was just like costumes and animatronics and
Jeff
and
Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum's back in this, so I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. How does he get roped into that after surviving three fucking movies? Do you just, are you like, yeah, let's go back. Why not? Fuck it.
No, he wasn't in the third one, was he?
No, he was in the first two.
Yeah, okay, first two, sorry.
Yeah, but even
isn't that enough?
Even in the trailer, he was like, oh, after 30 years, I'm still talking about dinosaurs. Like, he's in front of a court. Probably them going like, hey, should we go back? And they're probably going, no. I hope he goes back. I know he won't, but I hope he does. I know that he won't, but I hope that he does.
All right, let's talk a little bit. So Cinemark has launched a subscription program. Now, AMC has been talking about this. Like, all these theater chains have been talking about a subscription kind of thing going on and going forward. That's why they all hate the movie pass, because of the fact that they did it first and they're doing it for $9.99. Well, here's what Cinemark is doing. $8.99 a month, so they beat the movie pass, right? But you can only use it once a month.
One movie a month
for $8.99. You get 20% off snacks, and there's no online fees.
No online fees for what? Only going once a month.
If you're if you buy more tickets.
Oh. Their fees are bullshit, though. I live across the street from one, and if I ever wanted to buy tickets in advance, like say I went to a matinee show and it was like $4.50, it would end up being almost $7 with the online fees. So I just like walk across the street and just take a chance and go to the movie.
Yeah, I don't understand this one, because it's $8.99 a month. Most people only see one movie a month, so they're willing to pay $10 a month instead of $9 a month. Like, because a normal ticket, if you buy it, it's like $10. So you're saving a dollar. Sometimes $2.
Sometimes you just got to take the L.
I guess if you're in New York, you're paying $15 a ticket, or LA, but here in the good old state of Texas, it's like $10 for a movie.
Ryan says when you buy tickets online like Fandango, there's fees per ticket. Yeah, but if you can only use this for one ticket, dude, like that argument's out the window. Because again, yeah, you're getting rid of that like $2 service fee, which I guess, I don't know. I'm assuming that's only once. I guess you could use that for, man, I don't know how it works. Can you use that for multiple tickets? Like, yeah, I need to buy six tickets. Obviously, I'm not paying for one of them, but do the online fees apply to all my entire purchase?
It says the ability to reserve seats and pay for tickets online beforehand with no fees.
Okay, so I guess you can do more than
one. You do more than one, sure. Okay. But okay.
No. If you can only use it and get like one free movie pass per month, it's not worth it.
Here's my deal. Like, the movie pass sounds great in theory, but you cannot reserve movies online yet with it. And so you still have to go, you have to physically go to the theater to get your ticket, because you have to be in proximity of it, because there's a geofence around the fucking theater. And so you drive up, you get your ticket, and then you go. I'm not doing that. So it doesn't make sense to me to get a subscription for $9.99 a month. Yes, you can watch unlimited movies, but I want to purchase my movies and my seats online before I go to the fucking show. I don't want to go to the show and then buy my ticket, go pick up my family, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck your family.
Whoa, there's a show title.
Wait, what?
Let's see. What's up with these kicks for movie passes? Because it's becoming the future classic. Viewership is down in movie theaters across the board. So all of these theaters are trying new things. That's why we're getting recliner seats. That's why we're getting things like food in the theater, beer in the theater. People are making it a more of a...
Shit, fucking hard liquor, man.
Yeah.
AMC's like, yo, you want to drink? There's a bar right outside your fucking theater. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, yo, yeah, whatever you want, man. We got everything. Mm-hmm. Coke?
Yeah.
Cocaine? You got cocaine?
People have... Everything. People have movie theaters in their houses. People's surround sound are as good as going to the movies nowadays. People want to wait because it's cheaper to bring a family. You know, I mean, it's just really expensive. So,
is this like when home video game consoles started outdoing the arcades? Is this what we're getting?
What happened? Sorry, say it again.
I said, is this where like home consoles started beating out the arcades? Where it's starting like the technology is catching up? Where, like, why go out to the theater when you can have a home theater at home?
I would say yes and no. Because I think that inside all of us, we truly want to go to a movie theater because it's still a communal kind of experience. Mm. Not you,
no.
Because you hate
Fuck
people.
Fuck everyone else.
Okay. Anyway.
No, because every movie theater I ever go to has assholes talking throughout the whole fucking movie.
Okay, but I'm
Fuck
just saying,
everyone
listen,
else.
I'm just saying that minus that, the experience of going to a movie like Star Wars on opening night with a whole bunch of people and everybody ooing and eyeing at the same thing, it really
laughing and cheering,
it brings up these emotions inside of you. And also going to see a comedy at a theater is a completely different experience than watching it at home by yourself.
Yeah, because like with a crowd that is also laughing, you're more apt to laugh out loud and enjoy yourself. Where mm-hmm. most time when people are alone, they typically just go,
yeah, like you just look at it and you dissect the joke instead of being a part of the joke.
Yeah, that's, I mean, nowadays I just go to, like, if I'm going alone to the movies, I try to go the earliest showing just to avoid people, because a lot of people are fucking terrible human beings when they go to movies.
That lines up with your Thanksgiving and your Christmas, Kev.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck
Kev,
people.
I'm starting to think that people may not be the problem here, Kev. There's one consistent factor. There's a common denominator in all of your issues here, bruh.
That I, you thinking I'm the terrible person? I go to the movie, I'm a perfect gentleman. I'm super quiet. I don't even fart. I fart at home all the time. I don't even fart in a theater. Like, I'm very respectful of the theater environment. That's why I like going to Alamo Drafthouse, because if like somebody says something, they're like, shut the fuck up or you're gone. So I will go see that and I will pay the extra money. But if I'm just going alone, I can suffer idiots behind me going 15, 20 minutes of the movie, who's he? Why is he in this? Or repeating every line that every superhero says because they feel like they are the superhero. That is my theater experience.
All right. I respect
I'm
it.
I'm sorry that you live in a shitty town with shitty people, apparently. I don't have an issue. The problem, what I always, you know, waiting for the movie to start, being in the theater, waiting for it to start, there always seems to be someone behind me that, like, group of... Because a lot of the movies we go see in theaters are superhero movies, Star Wars, you know, like the big blockbuster movies. So there's always like teenagers there, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, like they'll be like behind us and they'll just be like, you know, making jokes about stuff and being loud and stuff like during like the previews, which doesn't really bother me as much because like, you know, it's just trailer, whatever. But I'm always like, this motherfucker, shut the fuck up when this mm-hmm. fucking movie starts. Mm-hmm.
That's
God
what I'm
damn
saying.
It. And then they do every time and it's never bad.
For the most part, I have the same experience. Like, people will be on their phones during the previews, and I'm like, okay, that's really annoying, and if it happens during the movie, I'm going to fucking say something, and Ash is like, just calm down, nothing's going to happen. And so by the time the movie starts, everybody shuts up and puts it away. Plus, I like going to the theaters that have food now because of the fact that, yes, you get the person walking in front of you sometimes, like the waiter, but everyone's mouth is fucking full, so they don't have time to talk. And I like that. It shuts everyone up. So, but yeah, so that's long story short, that's the reason why people like to go out to the movies and why it's changing. And
what are we talking about again? Are we still
movie passes and why movie passes are becoming a thing?
We went way off the rails on that one.
The subscription is because they're trying to get more people into the seats, and so that's
I'm just saying we went way off the rails.
I know we're gonna see this a lot more in the future. Subscription based model is not only going to be limited to Netflix, but it's going to make it into the theater. And we already have it in video games with Xbox and Origin. We have it as our Netflix. We're going to have it for the movie theaters. It's just one of those things that subscribe to it now. Stephen King. So let's talk a little bit about him, because the success of It has... We're just gonna get reboots of
everything.
What
I think, you know, he's a brand new writer on the scene. I really think that he's going places, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean, like this early work, he's got a fucking future.
Yeah. I think I give him a couple years. He's got this new movie coming out. I guess there's a book gonna be accompanying it or something. It's called
Old Is New.
It's called Pet Cemetery. It's gonna be coming out in 2019, first time that we've ever heard of anything remotely cool like this ever.
Actually, okay, but all seriousness, did you guys see the original Pet Cemetery?
Yes, many years ago.
With Herman Munster?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the old man neighbor, I think.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot from it.
Also, the judge from My Cousin Vinny. What is Ute?
It's a... The kid is obviously the creepiest part of that fucking movie.
Yep.
The actor kid that they hired, it was like, okay, hey, tell Johnny to stop acting now. We said cut.
He was also in Kindergarten Cop. He was the boys have a penis, the girls have a vagina.
Vaginas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that kid? He die?
Well.
Did you hear about on the set of Pet Sematary?
Yeah, he murdered some people.
Yeah,
it was not a joke, Jer.
Jer, you didn't know that? That's why they haven't made a Pet Cemetery 3 or something.
They haven't made a Pet Cemetery. Now I know you guys are bullshit.
No, they definitely made a Pet Cemetery 2.
They did. And it had Edward Furlong in it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no one didn't murder nobody.
Edward Furlong? No, he just murdered his own movie career by being Edward Furlong.
So we're getting a new one. We're getting a reboot. Yay or nay?
Yay. Okay. Yay. I like the first one, but it's a dated movie. You know, that's the thing. It's like I like a lot of Stephen King stuff, and they did a lot of his early movies, or early work. You know, back in the 80s, late
70s, early 80s,
exactly. And like Carrie is one we can stop remaking because it's been done 1,000 fucking times. But like It, yes, please. I'm excited for this one because this isn't one that hasn't been done a whole lot. Yeah, there's sequels and stuff, but I feel like it's been a bit since we've had one, and a good one at that. Because I didn't even know there was a Pet Cemetery 2 until we just looked it up just now.
But I didn't know there was number 2
either. Fucking good stuff, man. I love Stephen King. I have a whole shelf on one of my bookshelves that's all just Stephen King. Just I've read so much of his shit. I love it.
Some other news coming out, which is, this is really fucking strange. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Quentin Tarantino is making the next Star Trek movie, I guess. And and it's going to be rated R.
Yeah, what? It's going to be Quentin Tarantino. It's going to be Star Trek with more like foot fetish and N-bombs being dropped.
Pulp Fiction in space. So that's... I don't know.
Are you guys, you know what? Here's one of my issues with that. Star Trek is not the universe for that.
Like, describe what the Borg looks like.
Yeah, you know, like, I, Star Wars is the universe for that, because I guarantee you there is somewhere in the universe, in the Star Wars universe, there absolutely are some of these characters of his running around. Like, I probably, like, that makes more sense there. Whereas if you're doing Star Trek and you're really focused on, like, the Enterprise and stuff, no. Because here's the problem. Like, if they're doing, like, their monologuing bits that they do in one of his single one of them, it's going to suck. Because they did that in some of the old TV shows and it was boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't know what a Tarantino sci-fi film would look like, but I don't like
it. I'm okay with the sci-fi film, but, like, to anchor it to Star Trek is just, like, kind of like, nah. Yeah, that's
true. It's a weird, although Picard said he'd come back for it.
He did. He said he wants to work with Tarantino so bad that he would reprise his role.
Which is very interesting.
So there you go.
And I think he just wants to go on there so he could drop some F-bombs.
No.
Make it so, fuckers.
I'd watch that movie. All right. That's it for the movie news. Now it's time for the gaming news, and it's time for us to give away a game.
What game?
I think PUBG. I think we'll give away PUBG for the Xbox One.
Nah, the fans don't want it.
That's true. They don't. It doesn't
seem
like
I haven't heard anybody in the chat say that they want it at all, so
nobody wants that game. It's never coming out.
So we guys just wanna say fuck it and move on?
Well, let's let the chat decide. Do you guys in the chat on the stream, do you guys want us to give away this game? Oh, that's a classic, just right out the gate said no.
He's like, nah.
No one.
While we're waiting for the chat to respond, Kev, did you get any keys? Do you want to talk about anything?
Kev, did I get any keys? Oh yeah, Kev. What I got.
Alert, Kev.
Definitely. Oh no, I was trying Kev, to like. Kev. I was look. Hi, how's it going? I got a key for the expansion to The Surge, which is kind of it's from the makers of. It's from the makers of Lords of the Fallen, and it was really good. This expansion's about like 6 to 8 hours. What it was is like a theme park. It's called A Walk in the Park, and it sends you to a theme park that is littered with like these robots, like these just like, you know, just like the enemies, but they give them like mascot themes and everything. They threw in some new enemy types. They threw in EMTs that can actually heal themselves, which is really crazy. So you kill something and all of a sudden like they start coming back at you. It's a really good game. I like it a lot. It was really fun to play through. It doesn't really add much to the story. It's just kind of a new environment just to have fun and just beat the shit out of things. But The Surge, if you haven't played that yet, it's really good, especially if you're a fan of Dark Souls. It's got a lot of Dark Souls-esque combat, except this one you actually get to focus on limbs. You get to upgrade your armors that you have like kind of like a weird semi-mech suit. It's a great series, and I would highly recommend playing it. Just with this expansion, I would say it's more of a fun, getaway.
Games? Isn't this just one game? It can't be a series if it only has one game.
No, The Surge is a great game, but I mean, like with this DLC, it kind of expands on it.
Okay. Hey, gotcha. Does it have an easy mode where it's not Dark Souls?
No, I don't think so.
I can't play these games, man.
This one isn't as, you know what, honestly, it's a little bit more forgiving than Dark Souls, but it's fun. The thing I like about it is the fact that you can actually aim for limbs. So if, you know, say if a guy's got like a big right arm or something like that, you can actually chop it off and you won't really have to worry about it. Kind of like how Dead Island was, where, you know, like you start taking off limbs and they can't really attack you.
All right.
So I thought it was great. And it looks beautiful. It plays like a full 60 frames on PC. Just looks like super smooth, really fun. You get some really cool combos into it. I highly recommend picking it up, but yeah, definitely it's The Surge. I got to play that.
Awesome. All right, let's give away this game. I'm sure there's a couple of people out here.
All right, Kev, let's
roll the
dice.
Let's roll it.
Okay, so I just hit that roll it button.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, roll it. There are no eligible users to win this giveaway.
Are you serious? I guess nobody wins it, guys. That's it.
How? How? We did this earlier.
Yeah, what did you break, Kev?
God, Kev.
All right.
I like how
now it's probably not going to work because like it's supposed to be going like for like the last 15 minutes, which I believe you probably didn't reset that, which means now that counter has to start over again.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. There you go.
Wow. Breaking King, you won.
You won it.
Do you have an Xbox One? Do you accept this prize or would you like us to re-roll it?
Yeah. Do you have an Xbox One?
We should probably clarify that just to make sure.
Can we clarify it, please? You're not going to, because I'm not going to sit here and give it to you and then you're going to resell it.
Ratty, it's not rigged. That's only the WWE 8-bit universe when it's rigged against Debbie. Yay, yes you do. Okay, we have a winner. Yay, congratulations. We'll get you the code very, very soon.
He said he already. Okay, good. Okay. All right, cool. Do you mind game sharing, please? Hey, that's personal. Take that into the DMs, guys.
Slide into his DMs.
All right, so we'll get you that. King, please DM me, and I will get you the game, okay? Please DM me on Twitch.
Slide into his DMs while others are sliding into your DMs.
Or you can hit me up on Discord and DM me there. But get with me. If you don't get with me.
Or you can find his Tinder account.
If you don't get with me, I'm not getting you that game. So you didn't miss the giveaway. You just didn't win. So
yeah.
You were enrolled in it. You're good. It's a Discord? It's like MySpace. All right. Let's get into some gaming news. Or else we're going to sit here. This is going to be the most boring podcast. So there was something, a little thingy happened, I guess, over the weekend. The Gaming Awards 2017 happened, right?
That was a thing.
Kev, why don't you touch on it? What happened?
Yeah, Kev, tell us about everything that you watched that night.
Well, I didn't get to watch all of it, unfortunately. I had to take a phone call, and I was off there for most of it. Ryan caught it, so Ryan, tell us.
All right, let's just run down some big names. Game of the Year went to The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, well-deserved.
Meh.
Well, you didn't even play it, so how the fuck...
How do you know?
Because I'm playing it right now.
No, hold on. We can't do that, because he's run this bullshit on us before with this whole Mario Run game, remember?
See, I'm playing it right now. No, I'm just kidding. That's my phone.
That's your phone.
Yeah, we know it's your phone.
No, I was playing it when Ryan was here. He can testify. It was really good.
Obviously, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds was on there, and it should have never been, and it got booed all night long.
It did. People were really fed up with that.
Yep, because it never should have been on there. Best Game Direction went to Legend of Zelda as well.
Boo!
Best Action Game went to Wolfenstein 2.
Yeah,
oh, no, that's fine.
That's awesome. Games for Impact, Hellblade, which really makes me want to play it, although I guess it's so good. It's another one of those, isn't it another one of those fucking hard-ass games?
No, not at all. It's more of a narrative game, really. I mean, you play through it. It's pretty easy. It does have a Dark Souls, like the combat is Dark Souls-esque, but not nearly as hard.
So I should play it.
Definitely. And you should play it with headphones and kind of like, because the whole story of it, it's kind of meant to be like kind of a schizophrenia. So when you're listening through headphones and everything, you hear different voices going kind of 3D.
I don't want it then.
It's not really scary. It's just, you just hear different things. I don't know. It's like a mental illness. You should check it out. I highly recommend it. I loved it. And the acting from the main actress was amazing. And yeah, dude, I highly recommend playing Hellblade.
God damn, Big. Come on, man. I gotcha. Like 14 messages I messaged you.
You should message him again just to make sure he got it.
There was any other game here? I guess the best esports game and best live game went to Overwatch.
Makes sense.
Best indie game went to Cuphead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, best indie game and best art direction too.
Yeah, and most anticipated game went to The Last of Us Part 2. over Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2, and God of War and Monster Hunter.
Over Red Dead?
Well, probably.
No. It can fuck right on off. Are you kidding me? We've been waiting for a fucking Red Dead game for 7 fucking years.
Yeah, until Rockstar was like, or until Take Two guy was like, hey, yeah, there's gonna be loot crates in it.
Well, but that was still, people are still want the fucking game. Get out of here, Kev.
No follow up on that, Kev?
Yeah, get out of here, Kev.
No,
I'm sorry. Wanting a game for 7+ years beats your wanting a game for a fucking like year and a half that you've known about it. They can fuck right on off. Get out of here.
I don't know. It's tough. It's a toughie.
It's not a toughie.
Maybe if I finished Red Dead 1, it would be.
Problem because you're a little bitch and you didn't finish the first game.
Holy shit, Doug.
Doug is really just passionate about this game, and if you haven't
Red
finished
Red Dead is
it,
just the best game of all time.
You're
so
a little bitch. Mm. So, classic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up on you now. I can't have you here anymore.
It was good. It just wasn't the best.
Oh, no. We've had this conversation a lot, Kev. You've never mentioned this.
Yeah, I have every time. Are you talking about best game ever made? I mean, you're looking at like Bioshock Infinite, Half-Life 2,
Better than those games. Better than those games. Okay. I will concede The Last of Us, fucking phenomenal. Do not get me wrong. It is absolutely one of the greatest games of all time. But to say that you want, like, I'm sorry, 7+ years of wanting a game that you didn't know was going to exist and then gets announced? No, fuck that. Like, you want that one because of course they're going to make a Last of Us 2. Of course they are. Because Sony's like, hey, what can make us fucking a shit ton of money? Oh, I don't know. Last of Us 2. Whereas Rockstar's been like, hey, let me just make a fuck ton of other games. Like, let's just milk GTA 5 for the next 8,000 years.
I can see your point on that one. Like, no. Last of Us was, it did come out for the PS2, so it has been a while, right?
Last of Us on the PS2?
It came out with the PS2 or PS3?
PS3. It was one of the very last titles on the PS3.
Oh, yeah.
It came out in June of 2013.
Okay, so if you're talking time-wise, sure. Red Dead 2.
Yeah,
duh, fucker.
I'm just saying, like.
Ratty is trolling right now in the chat. All right, China.
He's about to get banned. He about to get timed out. Eleanor was not better. Eleanor had a great 2 chapters, and then they went, well, we ran out of our budget. We can't afford to write this game anymore.
China is getting some cool Wii games on the Nvidia Shield. Why wouldn't they do this worldwide? Like, the people who, how fucking awesome would that be? If you own an Nvidia Shield, all 5 of you, to be able to get Wii games and Wii U games on it.
Maybe Nvidia, here's a theory. Maybe Nvidia Shield weren't selling that well out in China and they wanted something that would really bolster their sales.
Kev, hasn't sold well here in America either.
The waters? I don't fucking know. I don't own a Shield. I don't give a shit.
Nobody owns a Shield. Would you own a Shield if you could play Nintendo games on it?
No, I've got a Switch.
Of course, so you have a Shield.
I have the unofficial Nvidia Shield.
That's all that fucking thing is.
I would, because it means like I wouldn't have to buy a fucking Nintendo, but I could still play other games, not just Nintendo games, on it. So yes, absolutely, I would.
Okay.
Meh.
Fuck off, Kev. God damn.
This is how Kev gets back at Doug.
Yeah. I wait till live shows and then I just get my revenge.
Oh my God. All right. So there was a Call of Duty tournament here in Dallas and it got delayed multiple times following multiple bomb threats.
Kev, I told you not to do that.
Well,
that's how I get my revenge. Enjoy the FBI showing up at your house now. I'm just kidding.
Great. I'm going to get fucking swatted now.
The Dallas Convention Center was evacuated multiple times. It's crazy. There was a guy who was walking around with a backpack, I guess. A squad got called in. Sources say that they also had a guy calling saying that the convention center would blow up in 30 minutes. Really scary shit, man. So I don't know.
I thought it was just keeping to the theme of Call of Duty.
That's where, I mean, you know, come on, man. Have some
respect.
Somebody got
30 kills and unlocked an A-bomb.
Ain't no one laughing here.
Oh.
Ain't no one laughing.
Yeah, Kev, too soon, man.
It didn't happen.
Now, listen, we live in a very sensitive world where one bad word heard by someone in North Korea could fucking end it. So mm-hmm. let's just tone that down talking about A-bombs and shit, bro.
Apologize.
Apologize for your shit, ho.
God of War is going to take 25 to 35 hours to complete, guys.
That's cool.
That's a long game.
It'll probably be like Horizon Zero Dawn as far as like environment goes.
That's a perfect fucking comparison. I think you're right. I don't know, but I hope you don't have to play with the kid the entire time. Phrasing.
Yeah, phrasing, please. You got Roy Moore excited there.
Oh my god. I know we're not getting into politics, but did you see that motherfucker did a fucking interview with a 12-year-old recently?
Oh.
Yeah, the Trump campaign was like, hey, it'll be a really good idea. Let's have him sit down in a room with a fucking 12-year-old.
That sounds
It's like, do you not get it? Like, oh my god. The last person he should be seen with alone in a room. Oh my god.
With a camera.
Well, that's what's keeping him honest with that camera.
Seriously. Can't believe it, man. Could not believe it.
Did he pull a gun on the kid?
Hey guys, a new Tomb Raider game is in the works.
Yay!
We knew that was happening.
Oh,
though,
don't
right?
say yay like that. You fucking love
Get the no, fuck
I,
out of here.
No, I love it. I was emulating the was it Monty Python the Holy Grail? We're like, and there was great rejoicing. Yay. No, I'm really excited. Are you kidding me? And I also love that Square Enix pretty much said, they're like, hey, it's coming. And it will not be long between our official announcement reveal and the game being released, which is kind of how they've done things in the past. We'll be like, at E3, yo, Rise of the Tomb Raider's coming out this November. And you're like, holy shit, it's 2 months away. Mm-hmm. Holy fuck, what? So I'm hoping it's kind of the same thing where they'll announce it at whatever thing they've got coming up, and then it's available within the next few months.
They've built a hell of a series with Rise. Like Rise of the Tomb Raider was really good, and I like where the story's going. And I think this is the perfect like Lara Croft story at this point, like where she's headed. So I really am looking forward to this new edition.
These games are phenomenal, and the stories are pretty great, and they're rooted in. At least some semi-reality with what you can do in the worlds instead of being ridiculous.
It's definitely more grounded than the original Tomb Raider series where you get chased by a T-Rex.
For sure.
Although, who knows? Maybe they'll throw that in this new one. Really
it does say
shark.
That they're taking a different approach this time around. So,
yeah, because, you know, finding a ghost samurai is really fucking real, Kev.
Hey, man. Still real to me, damn it.
That was just the first one. And what about the Baba Yaga house in the second one?
You know what? I got to, you know, you can't be perfect all the time.
I'm just saying, dinosaurs could totally exist in this universe.
Hey, I love that they take the same approach that the Uncharted series does, okay? Yeah. Tomb hasn't been opened in 5,000 years. Guns and enemies everywhere. Inside.
Yep.
Seriously. Oh, my God. I started playing Uncharted 3 again, and I just got to chapter 20, which is when you get to that fucking like oasis like city place in the middle of the fucking desert been hidden.
Oh yeah, yeah,
forever.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing where it's like we're the first people here in thousands of years. Oh, cool! It's a rocket launcher right there on the ground in front of me. I'm just gonna go pick that up.
And what? There's there's enemies for miles to see in front of me. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's like I lost them outside.
Who set up the battlefield?
Yeah. How did they get in front? How did they get over there?
And
like the door's there.
What I don't understand either is if this city only shows up every 30 years, how do the enemies have enough time to move in all their tanks, get everything set up, and in position? When they got here at the same time as us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we rolled in. Yeah, I was following their convoy, and there was only six vehicles. And I blew up eight of them. So,
continuity.
It's so great. I'm glad that you're this far in, because then you get to start four.
No, I'm almost done. I was playing it the other night, and I think Ryan was my chat. It was like 3 a.m., and I was playing, and I was like, you know, pushing through. I had a lot of fun on like the horse level, mm-hmm. where you're like riding on the back of a horse and jumping into the vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. And then I got to like the last part, and I'm like fighting those people and just insta-dying constantly. Because people start getting like possessed and shit. And in the chat, Ryan goes, he's like, yeah, this is probably the worst part of the game. I fucking hated it. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, Ryan. Like, I'm going to bed now. Fuck this. It's too late. I'm too tired. I can tell that my brain is like a fraction of a second off, which is what's causing me to die. Like, I'm done. I'm out.
Or your skill.
Oh, no. Damn. It was like 3 a.m. I was very tired.
I'll give you that. Okay, so here's the part where Doug gets sad. Because... his killing Christian days are gonna have to wait.
Like 2 weeks.
Far Cry 2 weeks, because Far Cry 5 has been delayed. And
oh,
so
I thought
you
were talking about the crew.
I'll allow it.
All right, and the crew has been delayed as well.
The crew spelled with a K.
I'm done. End the show.
Now, Far Cry 5 delayed until, does it say when? March 27th? Exactly 1 month. Oof. That hurts. So Caleb and I won't be able to go around saving people from this horrific, like, alt-right Christian cult. I'm assuming they're all right. They have to be. Yeah, this have to be, just based on what we've seen so far.
What about just say nationalist?
It's the same thing.
I know, but it sounds all fancy when you say nationalist.
I don't want them to sound fancy. I want them to sound like a bunch of fucking rednecks.
or just Trump supporters.
Oh.
We got that too.
All right, now that we've done enough damage to that side of the crowd.
Sorry, guys. Hey, you know what? We appreciate you guys checking us out. It's been fun. Bye. We know you're not coming back.
So, Assassin's Creed 4. this is your PSA. And you can go get it for now, for free, on Uplay until December 18th. So... get that game. Have some fun with it, okay?
It's a great game. It's my personal favorite of the Assassin's Creed series. I think it's one of the more fun ones.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing that I waited to get it for free, because I didn't. And
is it free right? When is it? Is it free right now?
It's free right now. I just saw that article and started downloading it.
Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna go check my Steam library real quick.
It's not your, it wouldn't be in Steam, it'd be Uplay.
Well, but I have all my other Assassin's Creed games are in my Steam library.
Oh, so you're just making sure you have it.
Or that I don't have it. You know?
Fucking bullshit. I paid $20 for that game.
Did you get like the gold edition at least, or?
Or maybe I paid $10. I'm not sure. Yeah. But I still
paid. You probably paid like $10, because I think the gold edition will be like $20-$25.
I think I paid $10 for it. I started it at least.
More than this. I have Freedom Cry and Unity. Oh, I have some gift copies of Assassin's Creed. I can give away almost the entire Assassin's Creed library.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have all of them like in my gift inventory, except for, I don't think I have the new one. I was looking for Syndicate. It was one I was looking for. I was like, I thought I had that. Mm. So I'm going to get that too. I'm going to do that when we're done.
Well, that's the show, everybody. If you want to stay tuned for a Q&A afterwards, you're more than welcome to. It's going to be a short one, like really short this week, because we got shit to do, and it's late. So... thanks for tuning in. Congrats to our winner, and we'll see you next week. And oh yes, if you've made it this far, we will have a show next week on Christmas Day.
It's
not next week, dude.
Hey, in 2 weeks we're gonna have a show on Christmas Day, just to let you know. Hey, so
Christmas night. So if you're sick of your family, be like, hey, I got a I have a thing I have to do, and then come hang out with us.
And then lock yourself in your room and
come hang out with your real family.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.